Yes,
now we speak of that as the sidewalk, but yes. You're talking about that little mound just
that,
about
that low
that
place there. What's that low place called?
Well, I don't know.
What would you call it? The gutter?
I wouldn't think it would be a gutter.
Well, what's a gutter?
Well, a gutter is something like a street. I mean, a ditch.
Yes,
now, you speak of gutters a lot along with where paving is done. We speak of those as gutters, where drainage has to go under the pavement.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what would you call, switching the subject, what would you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work of any kind? It's not a hunting dog or a watchdog, just a common dog around the house. What would that be called?
Well, there could be a watchdog, you know. There's some good dogs that...
But a dog that had...
Doesn't have any qualities at all, you mean?
Yes, ma'am. if a dog just walked up and you liked the dog and you fed it and kept it, mm-hmm. and someone said, what kind of dog is that? You might say, oh, that's just a what?
I'm afraid you've come to a bad one now. My boys could answer all those questions a lot more than I can. I don't know.
But you wouldn't have a name for a dog that didn't work.
I just say he's just, I don't know what he is, and he's just a puppy is all I know.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what's the name you have for the sound that horses make at feeding time? What's that called?
That forces a big bun. Forces what?
That horses make at feeding time, at their feeding time.
Oh, when they see you coming and yes, they're going to feed them. Is that what you call neighing?
Is that what you would call it?
I guess so. I know they do make that noise, but I don't know whether it's particular. I think it's when they are rather happy that they make that neighing sound.
And what would you call a bone that's shaped like this, a chicken bone that children like to get?
Chicken what?
There's a bone in the chicken that's shaped like this that children
like.
Oh,
a pulley bone.
Yes, ma'am. And if you have a second growth of hay or clover or something like that after you've mown the first growth and another growth comes back, what do you call that?
Hay, did you say?
Yes, ma'am. Anything like that.
Growing.
Sure.
Oh, well, you'd say like Irish potatoes or something on that way, you'd say, it's the second growth.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not sure about hay. I never heard of it coming out. I'm not very familiar with field products,
yes,
but
ma'am.
Some things do, you know, have a second growth.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Yes, ma'am. And what other things are made out of cornmeal?
Well, cornbread.
Muffins
or egg cornbread.
Yes.
It's usually cornbread or muffins.
Well, there's something you fry in deep fat.
Oh, yeah, hush puppies.
Yes, and there's something you boil with greens. You might.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you make them little balls. I don't know whether we ever had a name for that, but I remember I used to drop them. Just little balls of cornbread down in your turnip greens.
So how are they made?
You make them come in a little, take just cornbread, make them in a little ball. Seems like we call them cornbread dumplings. I'm not sure.
Yes, sir.
It's been so long, I just don't remember.
Yes, sir. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
In the ashes?
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't know you could cook it in the ashes.
Well, have you ever heard of ash bread or anything like that?